It's just that we imagined that the legend would, well, be a little more, I don't know, somehow I thought, still, I expect it doesn't matter. It extended its hand like a bunch of fossil bananas. I'm quartz, it said. That's chrysoprase over there, and breccia, and jasper, and my wife Beryl. She's a bit metamorphic, but who isn't these days? Jasper, get off his foot. Rincewind took the hand gingerly, bracing himself for the crunch of crushed bone. It didn't come. The troll's hand was rough and a bit lichenous around the fingernails. "I'm sorry," said Rincewind. "I never really met trolls before." "We're a dying race," said Quartz, sadly, as the party set off under the stars. "Young Jasper's the only pebble in our tribe. We suffer from philosophy, you know." "Yes," said Rincewind, trying to keep up. The troll band moved very quickly, but also very quietly. Big, round shapes moving like wraiths through the night. Only the occasional flat squeak of a night creature who hadn't heard them approaching marked their passage. "Oh, yes. Martyrs to it. It comes to all of us in the end. One evening, they say, you start to wake up, and then you think, why bother? And you just don't. See those boulders over there?" Rincewind saw some huge shapes lying in the grass. "The one on the end's my aunt. I don't know what she's thinking about, but she hasn't moved for 200 years.
"Gosh, I'm sorry."
"Oh, it's no problem with us around to look after them," said Quartz. "Not many humans around here, you see. I know it's not your fault, but you don't seem to be able to spot the difference between a thinking troll and an ordinary rock. My great-uncle was actually quarried, you know."
"Oh, that's terrible."
"Yes, one minute he was a troll, and the next he was an ornamental fireplace."
They paused in front of a familiar-looking cliff. The scuffed remains of a fire smouldered in the darkness.
"It looks like there's been a fight," said Beryl.
"They're all gone," said Rincewind. He ran to the end of the clearing. "The horses, too. Even the luggage."
"One of them's leaked," said Quartz, kneeling down. "The red watery stuff you have in your insides, look."
"Blood.
Is that what it's called? I've never really seen the point of it."
Rincewind scuttled about in the manner of one totally at his wit's end, peering behind bushes in case anyone was hiding there. That was why he tripped over a small green bottle.
"Cohen's liniment," he moaned. "He never goes anywhere without it."
"Well," said Quartz, "you humans have something you can do. I mean, like when we slow right down and catch philosophy, only you just fall to bits."
"Dying, it's cold," screamed Rincewind. "That's it. They haven't done that because they're not here."
"Unless they were eaten," suggested Jasper excitedly.
"Hmm," said Quartz,
"and
wolves," said Rincewind.
"Yeah, we flattened all the wolves around here years ago," said the troll. "Old Grandad did, anyway."
"He didn't like them?"
"No, he just didn't used to look where he was going."
"Hmm."
The trolls looked at the ground again.
"There's a trail," he said. "Quite a lot of horses."
He looked up at the nearby hills, where sheer cliffs and dangerous crags loomed over the moonlit forests.
"Old Grandad lives up there," he said quietly.
There was something about the way he said it that made Rincewind decide that he didn't ever want to meet old Grandad.
"Dangerous, is he?" he ventured.
"He's very old and big and mean. We haven't seen him about for years," said Quartz.
"Centuries," corrected Beryl.
"He'll squash 'em all flat," added Jasper, jumping up and down on Rincewind's toes.
"It just happens sometimes that a really old and big troll will go off by himself into the hills and
the rock takes over, if you follow me."
"No,"
Quartz sighed.
"People sometimes act like animals, don't they? And sometimes a troll will start thinking like a rock. And rocks don't like people much."
Breccia, a skinny troll with a sandstone finish, rapped on Quartz's shoulder.
"Are we going to follow them, then?" he said. "The legend says we should help this Rincewind squashy."
Quartz stood up, thought for a moment, then picked Rincewind up by the scruff of his neck and, with a big, gritty movement, placed him on his shoulders.
"We go," he said firmly. "If we meet old Grandad, I'll try and explain."